Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hey, guys. Hey, dolls. Hey, gents. Thank you so much for checking us out here for another phenomenal show, and I am telling you, you want to check this show out. You don't want to move. You don't want to budge. You want to keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So let me tell you about our guest. My first guest is hanging out with me here in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing her up to the mic. Pastor Gwendolyn G. Young is with us right here from the capital city of Richmond. It's so awesome when I can interview people who are in the city with me. She's the founder and executive director of Gwendolyn Young Ministries Incorporated, certainly a prolific teacher and preacher of the Word of God. She planted a church called the Lord's Healing Church Incorporated, and I'm telling you what, healing, hope, and wholeness for all people. She's an author. You're going to get to hear all about it. It's kind of a get to know you. We love to spotlight and feature women in ministry, influential women in ministry, and so that's what we're doing today. And then in our second segment, listen, you don't want to move. You don't want to budge because we have Donna Cundy joining us. She is a certified coach on the John Maxwell team. So certainly anyone related to, have anything to do with, ever heard anything about leadership is well familiar with John Maxwell. And so she's a certified coach on that team. But Donna is a woman of faith. She's a wife. She's a mom. She's a retired soldier who has a passion really for helping people. And she's here today to talk about a wonderful retreat for couples that's being hosted. And I'm telling you what, you're going to hear all about it. So this is what I want you to do. Jump on Facebook. Tell them what you're listening to. Jump on Twitter. Say, come on over to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and join us. If you're on Periscope, jump there too. Instagram, wherever you are, we say hi and we're waving at you right now. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right on into our first segment here. And I love how Pastor Gwendolyn Young's bio, it opens up with a scripture that says, "For with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God is without power or impossible of fulfillment." Luke 1:37, the Amplified Version. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, Pastor Young.
Thank you so much for having me, Charvette. Good evening, and good evening to all our listeners.
Oh, you are quite welcome. You are quite welcome. Really glad to have you. And so let's just chat and tell our listeners a little bit about you. So certainly, how did ministry get started for you?
Well, in 1983, I met a woman of God who introduced me to Jesus in a way I'd not ever known him before. And it actually has changed the trajectory of my life. And that woman was Bishop Coletta Vaughn out of Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
I'd been a little Baptist girl, going to church, gave my life to the Lord when I was 6 years old. But I did not enter into fullness of relationship with him until 1983. And I think God has a sense of humor because I went from Richmond to Boston. A friend of mine was telling me, oh, this woman, God's using her for miracles. And I was like, oh, you don't really believe that. That's really not real. And so my journey was, in fact, to prove to her that this was fake. And the tables turned on me because God met me there in a way that I'd never had an encounter with him before. My life changed, and now God uses me to do those same type of miracles that I said he couldn't possibly be doing through that woman. So, you know, I think he has a sense of humor.
Absolutely. What an awesome way to have ministry start for you. And so certainly you have been working in the vineyard all of that time. And I don't want to negate certainly your years of experience in the field of education, more than 30 years experience in education. And so tell us a little bit about your educational background and how you've spent time working in education.
Absolutely. Well, I have always wanted to be a teacher. And so I started out at Boston University, which is the alma mater of Martin Luther King Jr., where he earned his doctoral degree, and that was the reason I went there, because he just so impacted my life. Actually met him in my senior year of high school, and just weeks before he was assassinated.
My goodness.
Wow, yeah. And so I went to Boston University and left Boston University, and I began to teach. I taught elementary grades for a number of years there in Newark, New Jersey. And after a while, I decided I wanted to do something different, so I went into the private sector. I worked with the New Jersey Bell Company, and actually that's how I got to Richmond. In 1982, I transferred from New Jersey Bell to the then C&P Company. And, so that's how I got here, from New Jersey, migrated to Richmond, and then I worked in the Virginia Department of Ed. I worked there for 10 years as a supervisor in accreditation, so accrediting teachers and principals and all of that kind of thing. And from there, I went to serve as principal of a Christian school here in Richmond. So that's in my journey.
Wow. And how has education and ministry, have they warred and competed against each other, or have they worked together in your own experiences?
Oh, in my experience, one has been a stepping stone for the other. My ministry is to teach, preach, and heal. So my teaching background certainly does not in any way compete. It actually enables me to be able to deliver well verbally. But, of course, content and understanding content of Scripture, being a student of the Word, that was developed based, I would say that was developed based on my natural penchant for study. So one has never competed with the other. God was gracious to me. I was able to transition from the public sector with the Department of Education here in Virginia. I transitioned right from there into a principalship for this Christian school. So what did I do? I brought my expertise and knowledge of education right into a Christian school. The mandate that was given to me, this school to another level. And we were able to do that because I understood academia, but I also looked at it through the glasses or the lenses of a believer. So never has there been competition one for the other.
What a great partnership there. What a great partnership. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We have Pastor Gwendolyn Young joining us and chatting it up, so you are hearing from this influential woman in ministry. Thank you for joining us, those that are on the phone lines and those that are coming in from Twitter and Facebook. Thank you. And Charvette.com, we see you. Thank you for joining us. And so, Pastor Young, you found some time to write some books. So I want to bring in kind of your author hat. And so did you always know that, you would write and be an author as well?
No, I did not. As a matter of fact, it was not anything I can honestly say that I desired to do. I felt that I needed to do, because there were some things that I needed to share. My first book is Faith Landmark. And Faith Landmark is the testimony of my son Micah being healed from cancer in his senior year of high school. You know, when they're excited and so much is going on. He was under attack with cancer. And it was so far advanced, the cancer was, that he was treated for fourth stage, although they tested him at third stage. There are only four stages of cancer. But his was so far advanced, he was treated for end stage cancer. And initially, the doctors did not have hope that he would live. If he lived, they said he would be sterile. He would not be able to have children. He would have challenges with his heart. His spleen was removed. Just so many things that happened in that season of our lives. And God taught me how to trust him in a new way. You know, when God is moving in our lives, sometimes we encounter obstacles, and it's up to you to determine, will this obstacle be a deterrent to what God has called me to do, or will I make it a stepping stone? So we decided to make it a stepping stone. And we were told that the treatment would be 12 months. Well, at the end of 9 months, it was all over.
All over.
When I say all over, I mean we had a clean bill of health. Now, those of you, of our listeners, if you know anything about cancer treatment, they always say you're not healed until you're 5 years out. But we didn't look at that at all.
Right.
We knew was that as we stood on the word, God healed this guy and delivered him from cancer. And instead of having to be treated for 12 months, he was treated for 9 months. And at the end of 9 months, in December of 1992, we had a praise report. And so Faith Landmark is my telling people what he did for me. Initially, I sent a letter out to friends and family because we had not even told, most people didn't even know that Micah was sick. When you're believing God for healing or believing God for anything, you must be very mindful who you talk to. Can't tell everybody everything because, you know, some people have different levels of faith or they're seeing things from a different perspective.
Right.
And they sometimes say something contrary to what you're believing. And I didn't want those words in the atmosphere. But once we had the victory in it, I was telling everyone. So
yeah.
I had written a letter. And Charvette, amazingly, the letter was so inspirational that people would contact me and say, is it all right if I copy your letter and send it to someone who's dealing with cancer?
Yeah.
So this letter had gotten literally all over the world. I had someone in Germany who had gotten my letter, and I didn't even know them. And so it was suggested to me, you need to put that in a book. And I procrastinated, but then eventually said, you know what? I'm going to put this in the book. And so the book tells the story. It tells the journey of how we started out, what was going on, what the doctor said, how we stood on the word. But here's the best part about the book. The book tells the reader, if God did it for Gwendolyn and Micah, God will do it for you. So it's a word of encouragement. It lets people know how to walk by faith and not by sight. It lets people know. I like to tell people this. If you can see, taste, touch, smell, or hear a thing, it is subject to change. The word of God, however, does not change. It stands firm forever. Draw your faith line right there. And so, yes, it was a difficult time. We saw my son go through a lot of agonizing things, and we saw other young people die during that same time frame. But my God delivered my son out of that. And here's the other thing. They told us he was going to be sterile. Well, I always put it like this. I have three granddaughters, and they all came the old-fashioned way.
All right. Look at God. Look at God. He will do it just like that. He will do it just like that. And we appreciate doctors, and we are thankful for doctors. But they are practicing medicine, so we thank God that we believe and trust in the chief physician over our lives. How can people still get a hold of that book?
Absolutely. It is available, and they can go to my website, gymin.org. G-Y-M as in Mary, I-N.org. And that stands for Gwendolyn Young Ministries, where God's grace yields miracles.
All right. There you go. There you go. But you didn't stop there, because you have more books, right?
Yes, I have another that is called, a small booklet, and it's called Confessions for Health. What that is, Charvette, is just scriptures and confessions based on those scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we just went through the Bible, pulled out scriptures that where we see the promises of God for healing, and then looked at those scriptures and made a confession for ourselves. In other words, made that scripture personal so
mm-hmm.
that anyone else could take those same verses and confessions. And we encourage people that just the same way you would take a daily vitamin, that they can take these scriptures and confessions based on those scriptures. And unlike medicine, there are no harmful side effects. You can take it as often as you will. And we have, listen, this we also have in a CD format. And in the CD format, I am reading the confessions and the scriptures as well. And then in the background, I have Dr. Melba Bryant is on the harp. She's playing. Mm. And Minister Dante Tillman is on the keyboard. And it's very, very soothing. Amazingly, I was in a service on Saturday, and someone pointed me out and said, "That's her right over there." I'm thinking, okay, what did I do?
Okay, where is this going?
And what it turned out was a couple I had never met before who had been given Confessions for Health in the CD and in the book. And at the time that they were given this, she was pregnant, the wife was pregnant, and they were given a very dire diagnosis for her son. And they pointed the little guy out to me and said, "Here he is. He is alive, he's active, and he's normal. And it's because we listen to these scriptures and confessions all throughout our pregnancy. As a matter of fact, right now, while we're standing here, your voice is permeating the walls of our home."
Oh, wow.
And it was such a privilege for me to hear that what God had given me to do was really affecting positively the lives of people. And, you know, sometimes when God gives you something to do, it's so out of your norm that you might think, no, that's not for me. But if God gives it to us, then he'll enable us to accomplish it. And the proof of the fact that it's from God is that it doesn't just affect your life, but it affects the lives of many. And so we've had people who have, before we put it on CD, we used to just tell people, read it to the person while they're in recovery. Just read it to them.
Yeah.
And we've had people come out of comas. Hear me. In a coma, come out of the coma listening to the CD or having it being read to them. So that's the power of God's word and speaking the word, confessing the word. When we do that, the scripture tells us that tremendous power is available. And then we begin to see God move. And that's what miracles, the miraculous is all about, is God moving supernaturally because of his love for us on behalf of other people. And miracles do take place today.
Miracles do take place today. And so would you say, if someone's listening and they're saying, well, is a confession similar to an affirmation? How would you handle that? Or somebody's, you know, just wanting to, maybe they're not a believer and they're listening, would that be something similar that they could maybe attest to or connect with?
I think they could connect with that quite well, because what we have done is, yes, written the scripture just as it is written in the Bible, but then we made it personal to affirm that thing for our own lives. So a person who is not a believer, I would say, if you're not a believer, this is a good way to get introduced. If you've got some type of sickness or disease in your body and you want to be healed, now, some people don't want to be healed, but most folks want to be healed. And if you want to be healed, then taking the affirmations, let's go ahead and use that term. It's not an affront to me. Taking that scripture and affirming it by saying it in your own words. Another thing that this is, Charvette, this is a form of meditation. One way of meditating on something is repeating it over and over. And so some people will understand it through, oh, okay, I'm meditating. If that helps them get to what will heal them, then we can use that phraseology as well. It's really, this will work in the life of anyone who will apply it.
All right. Wonderful. And I know listeners want to know how to get a hold of that that resource there.
Absolutely. You can go to www.gym, as in Mary, in.org. www.gymin.org. Or you can contact our ministry directly at 804-767-4411. 804-767-4411. Either way will get you to someone in the ministry who would be able to send that order out to you.
All right. And how can they connect with you on social media?
Well, I am on Facebook at Gwendolyn G. Young. I'm on Twitter at Gwendolyn G. Young. I'm on Instagram as Rev, R-E-V-G-I-G-I, Rev G-G.
All right. There you go, listeners. All of the connection points there. And are there any nuggets, especially out of with that health confession, any one or two nuggets that are in the book that you could kind of share with those that might be listening now?
Absolutely, yes. Let me just share this part with you. It says, the Word of God will save your life. You must meditate on it, read it, say it, do it daily. This book contains scriptures and confessions based on the Word. If you have been diagnosed with a disease or malady, this prescription will not harm you. And the prescription is that these scriptures are to be taken by mouth 3 times a day until faith comes, then once a day to maintain faith. If the circumstances grow worse, double the dosage. There are no harmful side effects. And so we take a scripture. I just would like to give you one that I think will help you and help you to understand what we're doing. So it's the scripture reads, Exodus 15:26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you. which I have brought upon the Egyptians. I am the Lord that heals thee. And the confession is, I listen without distraction to the word of God, and I am obedient to the word. He is healing me now.
Amen. So that, I listen without distraction. That's powerful, yes, right there.
You know, because sometimes we think we're listening, but we're distracted by all of the noise. There's a great deal of noise in the atmosphere. But when we get to this word and we make a decision, I'm going to quiet myself, I'm stilling myself so that I can hear God, then much power is available. Charvette, I also would like to let our listeners know that once a month, on the first Friday of each month, we host a healing service. And that's coming up this week on Friday, November 4th at 7 o'clock p.m. We have a healing, miracles and healing service. And it's located at 5709 Jessup Road. And that's in Richmond, 23234, 5709 Jessup Road in Richmond. The zip code is 23234. And that takes place on every first Friday as well as the following Sunday. So it's our Miracles Weekend coming up.
Oh, right.
If they have sickness in their bodies in any way, if the doctor has given up and says there's no hope, you need to get somebody to get you there. If they have to wheel you in on a gurney, get there. They wheel you in a wheelchair, get there. Because I guarantee that the Spirit of God will meet you there and will deliver you from every sickness and disease.
Amen. And you and your son are living witnesses and living testaments to that very, very fact. Well, Pastor Gwendolyn Young, thank you so much for stopping by and just sharing with our listeners.
Oh, it is my privilege. Thank you so much for having me on. I would love to have an opportunity to come back again and also to have our listeners get by to see us at the Lord's Healing Church. We'd love to have you. Miracles, signs, and wonders take place as a place of healing, hope, and wholeness for all people, not just physical healing. That's a place for signs and wonders, yes, but it's also a place where you can learn how to be healed in your finances. You can learn how to be healed in relationships with other people, and you can learn how to heal your relationship with God. Come into fellowship with him. So it's not just physical healing. That is the dinner bell. But there's so much more available to you when you come to our Lord Jesus.
Wonderful, wonderful. Amen, amen. Awesome invitation there. Listeners, take her up on that, Pastor Gwendolyn G. Young. Thank you so much again for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
All right. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we want you to join us, continue hanging in here on the phone lines. Those that are listening in from Twitter and from Facebook and from all across the world wide web. Yes, we have Donna Cundy joining us. She's a licensed and certified coach, speaker, and teacher on the John Maxwell team. And this, coupled with her extensive military background and experiences, really make her the perfect facilitator for both military and non-military couples and helping them to cherish and embrace the future. You're going to get to hear about a wonderful retreat and just learn a little bit more about Donna Cundy. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back. Don't you move.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Pursue your purpose and choose to live. Be liberated, improve, vivacious, and enlightened. Embracing Your Inner Woman aims to empower, inspire, and encourage you to make your declaration now. Visit LadyAnikaStewart.com. We offer counseling such as mental health, substance abuse, faith-based, and business consultations. This is where dreams become reality. Visit LadyAnikaStewart.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123JobZone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123JobZone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are moving right on into our second segment. My guest has been hanging out in the virtual green room, Donna Cundy. I know that she has enjoyed some virtual snacks while she's hanging out there. And I'm telling you what, we started off the top of the hour with Pastor Gwendolyn G. Young giving inspiration, and we're going to keep it moving right here. So I'm going to the virtual green room now to bring Donna Cundy up to the mic. Welcome, Donna. Thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, Charvette, and a big hello to all the virtual listeners out there.
Hello. All right. So let's just share and let our listeners know a little bit about you. So I mentioned briefly earlier you have some military background. Let's start there and kind of tell us a little bit about that side of your life.
Okay. Well, you know, I sometimes feel like I wear so many hats. I feel like sometimes I have multiple personalities, actually. I've got... you know, strong woman of faith, wife, mom, serial entrepreneur, band booster president, a regional representative for a national nonprofit, and I have this military background. As a military retiree, I was given a disability rating back in 2011 and thought that my life was over, basically. I thought I was dying. Mm. But to come to find out, I had been misdiagnosed with Lyme disease. Now that I'm on the road to recovery, I've launched a brand new chapter in my life. My husband is also a military retiree. He retired this past year. And it was then that I realized the challenges that couples face during times of transition. You know, this uncertainty can bring power struggles, shortened tempers, and negativity into the relationship and into the home. But my husband and I, we have a strong marriage, but like other couples going through transition, this is a time when a lot of marriages fail, and that's when I realized that I could be helpful to other people.
Well, let me just say thank you first for serving our country. So thank you there, and now kind of picking up this second mantle to help marriages, which you know, if we look at any of the statistics, we know what the statistics say, but. Thank you for, in particular, addressing kind of that transition. And what would you say when you hear the word transition and when you think of transition, what are the types of transitions that couples go through that maybe need, you know, some extra support and attention to?
The ones that I see most often in the couples that I talk to, the biggest transitions are retirement and empty nest. And those are the ones where couples, they'll wake up and say, who are you? Who's sleeping in my bed? You know, because you've just kind of, relationships are continually growing, and you're either growing together or you're growing apart. And so those are the two biggest ones. And especially with a military relationship, because it ends about the same time even as the empty nest happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit sooner than the other the other transition. And it's just, you know, this little power struggle thing can happen, and these little, you don't mean for it to happen. And I talk to a lot of couples out there that are in this going through this type of transition, and they're nodding their head up and down, north and south, saying, yeah, I feel it.
Wow, I feel it, and but there's something that can be done about it. And so I'd love to talk a little bit about you being a certified coach. And so certainly on the John Maxwell team, what an honor and a high esteem. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, getting into that and saying, okay, yeah, I want to be a coach and then connect with John Maxwell's team.
Okay. You know, Charvette, I believe that we're all born with unlimited potential, but many of us have no idea how to tap into it. So we end up going through life like zombies, living in somebody else's dream.
Yeah.
We look at our schedules and think, I wonder what's going to happen to me today. So for me, a few years ago, I found out that my favorite personal development mentor, John Maxwell, formed a new company where he trains coaches, teachers on his Maxwell method. And for those listeners who've never heard of John Maxwell, he spent over 20 years as a pastor, is now America's number one leadership authority. He sold over 25 million books in 50 languages. And I found out that I could be personally trained by the master himself. And I just knew that I had to do that. And as I found out that all of his principles come from the Bible, and that's how he's able to be the number one leadership authority actually in the world. Because you can't, there's no denying the Bible. There's no denying the biblical principles. They've stood the test of time, and they're infallible. It's not John Maxwell that's speaking it. He's just turning it into the language that the average person can understand and apply to their lives in a very realistic way in both leadership and in personal development.
Wow, that's so powerful. I mean, the 12, you know, there's so many different, you know, 12 habits of highly effective leaders. And, I mean, there's just so many, many more products and things that he's put out that really help us. I have a shout-out from Facebook, author LaTanya Boyd. Thank you for listening. She says, thank you both for serving and protecting our country and that unlimited potential.
Aww.
She said, that's good talk. That's good talk there. How do we tap into that? So that's a question from Facebook. How do we tap into our unlimited potential?
I believe that it starts with personal growth, and John Maxwell backs me up on that one. He wrote The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, and his most recent book is Intentional Living. And there's different ways to tap into that, to be intentional, to be purposeful in life. And it all starts with that inner belief, and which is really why I named my coaching practice Start With Belief Coaching, because everything is possible when you start with belief. Everything. They say that anything that you see, they say that anything that you see, the clothes that you're wearing, the table, the phone I'm talking on, everything that you see has been created twice, first in the mind and then by the hand. And so when you're talking about unlimited potential, you have to first believe that you have that potential, and then you can start seeing ways to go. And there's one of my favorite sayings is do it now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people tend to be procrastinators, and myself included. We just get there, you know.
My hand is raised over here.
The biggest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing. So I know I should eat right, but I don't always do it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I should exercise every day, but I don't always do it. And so when you have this do it now mentality, you tend to do it. And I teach people in my talks that before your feet even hit the ground in the morning, say do it now 50 times. Do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. Because then what you're doing is you're reprogramming your brain to erase the procrastination that it tends to want to go to. You know, like we say, I'll get to that later, I'll get to that email later, I'll get to that later. You're programming your mind for procrastination every time you say that. But when you say do it now, you have the sense of urgency throughout the day. And so you start to do more things, and then you see your potential starting to rise because you're you're believing more, you're doing more, you're seeing more, and it's like a stair step. The more, you know, you just start going up and up and up and up, and it doesn't stop.
Wow. Let me pause there. Listeners, did y'all catch that? Do it now. Say it 50 times, 50, 5-0, before your foot gets out of the bed. And I'm telling you what, this is amazing. Our last guest talked about confessions and affirmations. So there is definitely power in you verbalizing things. So do it now, 50 times before you get out of bed. My goodness. So there you go, listener. If you want to know that unleashing that potential and all of that, here's some good starting points right there. Wow. Okay. And so are there other things that you really try to help people, you know, with and couples with as well?
Yeah, you know, I do an exercise. Another one of my favorite exercises is called the history of your future. Because what I find is that, as I mentioned earlier, people do go through life with somebody else's dream, not their own, like a zombie. I see a lot of zombies out there, you know. And so, you know what I'm talking about, right? I get up, I go to
work. Oh, yeah.
I go to bed again.
I'm a fan of The Walking Dead. I'm a fan of The Walking Dead, so I know that probably I don't meet the bio or the whatever, the profile for that. But you're right, because The Walking Dead is...
Uh-huh.
They're zombies. They're still living in a sense, but they are clueless. They're not conscious. They're just moving.
Uh-huh. So this exercise is called the history of your future, and I go into more depth when I have time. But in a nutshell, the exercise goes like this. Write your age down that you are right now on a piece of paper, whatever that age is. And now add 10 years to it. And what you do is you think of your life, you picture your whole life 10 years different. Your spouse is 10 years different. Your home is 10 years different. Your job, your kids are 10 years older. Your dog is 10 years older. Everything is 10 years different. And you write down what would be the biggest accomplishment you would want to have achieved in that 10 years by that time.
Mm.
And then you backwards plan. Because most people set goals from where they are, not from where they're going. And an interesting thing is that in map making, like Google Maps,
yeah,
the computers, they have this amazing ability to calculate mathematical equations, right? But the mapping programs don't start from where you are. So you want to go, say, from Richmond to Los Angeles. The mapping program doesn't start in Richmond. The mapping program starts in Los Angeles and plans your route backwards.
Oh, wow.
And the reason it does that is because if it started in Richmond, it would have to keep restarting because it would hit dead ends, and it would take wrong, you know, the street's not there, and it wouldn't know where to do, and it would just get into this loop where it would keep restarting and restarting. And that's what happens a lot of times when people plan for goals. They start where they are and not where they want to be. It's the same thing as like an apple seed. The seed has the entire tree in it. It has the branches, the leaves, the fruit. And so if you think about planting that seed, you're going to start with the tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a seed, but it has the entire tree in it. So you build your tree, which is your dream, and then you backwards plan and plant those seeds to get you to where you want to go. So the thing that really gets people in that exercise is I say think about 10 years ago. So you're going to subtract 10 years from your life. Are you where you thought you would be 10 years ago? And that's usually you said, oh, wow, that's usually what I hear.
Right. A ponder, a pause, I should be further along. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wow.
So
this is
powerful. Intentionality. I teach people, do it now. I teach people. I teach couples. You know, this is the rest of your life. The kids are gone. You're in this transition time. Let's build it together. Let's build that dream so in 10 years you look back and say, look at all we've done.
Let's build it. Let's build it. And so, listeners, I wanted you to hear from Donna and hear some nuggets, because clearly you can just from this short interaction hear why she would be such a powerful and is a powerful facilitator for an upcoming marriage retreat. Great marriages don't happen by accident. I love this. They are built on small daily acts of intentionality. That's on the flyer and in the Facebook event. But intentional living couples retreat. Intentional living couples retreat is what we're talking about, November 18th through November 20th at the beautiful The Gray Swan Inn Bed and Breakfast. Oh, my goodness. And so tell us a little bit about this retreat that's been put together in this beautiful location. Shout out to Christine and her husband.
Yeah.
The owners of The Gray Swan Inn. So tell us a little bit about this retreat.
Okay, well, first I have to shout out one more time for the Gray Swan Inn because it's award-winning bed and breakfast.
Yes.
And, award-winning. And Christine and Jim, they work so hard to make your stay enjoyable. Jim will even roast your coffee for you. Not brew the coffee.
My.
He roasts the coffee.
Wow.
So, I mean, the detail that they go into making you feel welcome and special is amazing. But our intentional living couples retreat, it's for married couples who want to have a happy marriage. So to differentiate, it is not a religious retreat, but it's geared towards helping couples in transition learn proven strategies to build a life that matters. It's about learning how to live life with intention and live life on purpose. On Saturday night is the actual event part of it, and it's a four-hour workshop from 1 to 5 at the Gray Swan. And we also have two overnight options with some amazing bonuses, including a deluxe gift basket, a romantic dinner for two, and even a marriage vow renewal ceremony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Marriage vow renewal. So though, what a beautiful thing to do. And so within the workshop, we don't want to give it all away, but maybe a couple nuggets or kind of key points you're going to cover during that portion.
Well, some of them I've already talked about here. We're going to go deeper into that history of your future and actually let the couples build a vision board. A couple's vision board for your 10 years. So you have a visual. You're working together to build those dreams. And then you have that little checklist, that little visual that you can look at all the time to work backwards. Each of the couples that sign up will get their own copy of the book Intentional Living by John C. Maxwell. And we're going to go through that and create a story. You know, in the book, he talks about helping you. He says, I want to make a difference, doing something that makes a difference with people who make a difference at time that makes a difference. And so that's the running theme throughout the weekend.
Oh, this sounds amazing, just the whole entire weekend. And then it sounds like you all have made it so that there is still also couple time. So it's not so packed jam with planned things that, there's no time for kind of like just the couples.
No, because we have the four-hour four-hour workshop from 1 to 5, and then if couples want to do the deluxe pack, say Saturday night, and then on Sunday morning there's going to be another bonus session that I'm going to offer to the couples that do the overnight. The premiere guests get to stay. They can come on Friday night and have the whole weekend getaway.
Great. And this is for all kinds of couples. And so you don't have to just be a situation where you're in distress. You know, this can be, you're like fine and you just want to keep being fine and you want some more direction.
Exactly.
And so that's why I love that quote or that statement on the flyer inside the Facebook event that says great marriages don't happen by accident. They are built on small daily acts of intentionality.
Exactly. And it's for couples who love each other. But like I said, this transition just kind of, maybe it can rock the boat a little bit, or maybe you just know that you've got all this time in your future and you don't know how to fill it. You know that you're living like a zombie going from day to day to day, and you don't want to wake up 10, 20 years from now and say, where did our time go? All those dreams we had, you know, we said when the kids were gone, we were going to go to see the Northern Lights, or we were going to go to Cancun, and we never did that. You know, those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah, and I also like that you specifically say, you know, this is not a lecture or a counseling session. You know, it's a fun day of learning and application.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly. It's a conversation.
Because I can imagine, you know, females, we're like, yeah, let's do this. And I can imagine, I don't want to speak for all of the gentlemen, we love you guys, but I can imagine some husbands might say, is this something we need to do? Is this something we want to do? Do you find that?
No, actually, the very first couple we had sign up, it was the man, the husband that called and did it.
Oh,
and signed
right.
Them up.
Hooray.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, so guys, you know, John Maxwell, it's John Maxwell. He speaks man, he speaks woman, he speaks all languages.
Yeah.
So
that's a good way to put it.
Uh-huh. And I got to say, as a, you know, you can take the soldier out of the army, but you can't always take the army out of the soldier. So I speak both languages, too.
All right. There you go. And this is great if you're a lot of times people just, you know, don't know what to do, want to do something, you know, on the weekend, you know, with your mate. This is planned for you. You know, it's available. And then, again, the gray swan bed and breakfast. So this is not like a hotel with the stuffy, you know, conference room. Beautiful. So let's give the location, the specific location of the retreat.
Oh, that's a good one.
Let me help you. The Gray Swan Inn Bed and Breakfast, and that's at 615 South Main Street in Blackstone, Virginia. So it's in Virginia, and I know we have listeners all over, but listen, it's a beautiful area. This is a great time of year. The leaves are falling. So the Gray Swan Inn Bed and Breakfast, 615 South Main Street, Blackstone, Virginia, 23824, again, is the specific information. Now, how do people register? If they're listening and they're saying, we want to register, how do they register?
That's a great question. I do have that information. But I just wanted to share before I do that, if I can.
Yeah.
You know, Charvette, our marching band, so I told you I was the president of the Band Boosters, so our marching band is heading to Disney in January. And can I tell you, parents are eagerly signing up for a $1,600 per couple Disney weekend getaway. And all they're going to get from it is some not-so-cheap thrills, a couple of days of fun, and a few memories, many of which will be forgotten after the 16-hour bus ride home, I can tell you. Our Intentional Living Couples Retreat is going to teach couples how to make every day feel like a day at Disney. You know, your marriage can be fun, fulfilled, and meaningful as God intended it to be, but only if you take the time to invest in it and be intentional about it. And I got to say, the best part of our premier weekend getaway, the one, the two-night, Friday night, Saturday night, it costs 50% less than a weekend at Disney, but it's sure to be just as magical.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be awesome. I reserve awesome for things of God. It's going to be awesome. We have only 4 rooms available, so Christine has already prepared a waiting list. She's prepared a waiting list for when the rooms fill up. So, you know, if you're ready to invest in your live a life of significance, probably want to give Christine a call pretty soon. Her number is 1-800-509-3567, or you can email info@grayswanin.com. It's GREYSWANIN, all one word, grayswanin.com.
Wonderful. And if you're following me on Facebook, and I know you are, facebook.com/Charvette, facebook.com/Charvette. I have also shared the Facebook event. So even if you're just following or we're not friends, it's a public post. So that's an easy connection point for you as well. If you're already on Facebook and you're already hanging out, listening from there, that's an easy connection point. Wonderful. All right, so my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Continual learning motivates me. Do it now motivates me. And helping other people motivates me. My passion is for others. I just love helping other people.
Wow, you cannot go wrong with that. You cannot go wrong with sowing seeds of helping other people. And listeners, I want y'all to remember that what you're supposed to say 50 times before your foot hits the floor. Tell us one more time, Donna.
Do it now, do it now, do it now.
All right, do it now. All right, and what's your personal website address or somewhere where people can just connect with you individually?
My website is www.startwithbelief.com.
Wonderful. There you have it. There you have it. And I have tagged her on Facebook as well. So if you're hanging out there, that's a great connection point. Well, I love this, and thank you so much for just coming by the show and just sharing with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so blessed by you. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All right, listeners, guess what? That is going to be a wrap for today's show. Listen, you got some good boost and jolts to whatever you want to do today from both of our guests. As always, check out charvette.com. We have blog posts there for our guests. And you can see more information, all of my Facebook. I have tagged my guests. And so, again, Facebook.com/Charvette is the connection point there. Thank you for those that hung out on Twitter. Hello, Carla R. Jenkins, who's listening from Twitter. Thanks for the retweet. So on Twitter, Twitter.com/Charvette. Very simple, very easy. All right. Listen, I do want to remind you that I have a workshop that's coming up in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, Saturday, December 10th. It's a pop-up workshop. Yep, hashtag coaching with vet. That's me. That's my hashtag. Pop-up workshop that's for female entrepreneurs. Female entrepreneurs, if you want to accelerate the exposure of your business, if you're trying to put a spotlight on what you do, if you're trying to elevate the visibility of your business, you want to be at this workshop. Saturday, December 10th. It's from 8 a.m. in the morning until 4 p.m. We start out with a hot buffet breakfast at 8 a.m., and then we hit the ground running at 9 a.m. with panel discussions and sessions. And I'm telling you what, go to heygirlhey.biz. Yep, heygirlhey, heygirlhey.biz. There you can register. The bronze tickets are $75, and then there's some other ticket options. But I want to see you there. We have Antoinette Essa that's joining us. Those of you that are in Richmond, Virginia, you know that she is on WTVR6, CBS6. She's going to be there. We're going to get her perspective on media, media relations, and are there different things you can do with the media to add some exposure. We have Tashina Davis, who's coming from Baltimore. Tashina is the senior publisher for Purposely Created Publishing Group. She is a master coach with authors, but she's going to talk about establishing your platform, which is everyone needs to hear this. And she has clients such as Kim Coles from Living Single. Then the list goes on and on. We have LaTanya Boyd coming from New York. She's going to talk about live streaming and why you cannot ignore it, and it is only going to continue, and it's one of the best things to give you exposure. We have Liz Thompson joining us. She's a food blogger. She started Virginia Bloggers, has now over 500 bloggers. She's going to talk about how she got sponsorships on her blog and how you can use that concept as well. We have Toni Winston. She's a lifestyle and resource coach. She actually participated in a challenge on the Dr. Oz show, and they actually had her writing blogs. If you go to the Dr. Oz website and search for Toni Winston, you will see blog posts that she wrote. We have Sharon Oliver. She is CEO, publisher of CEO Magazine right here in Richmond, Virginia. They do print and online. We have Jamila Joy from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's a chief idea officer. We have Sandra Weeks from Brooklyn, New York. She's a research information specialist. She's going to give you those ideas of where to get content. You're like, I need to be on social media. I don't know what I'm saying. She is a researcher. She's going to tell you how to get content. And then we round out with Tashana Pritchard, just celebrated 20 years in entrepreneurship. She's a hair care specialist, owns a salon. She has a nonprofit. She's an encouragement coach. Listen, I want to see you there. Saturday, December 10th, we're going to be at the Hyatt House at Short Pump Town Center. There are room rates available if you want to stay the night, and I want to see you there. Go to heygirlhey.biz. Saturday, December 10th, right here in Richmond, Virginia. I'm going to help set you up for 2017. I want to see you there. All right, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for all of those that listened in, participated, all the questions that came in from Facebook. We appreciate you guys. Join us next week as we have more phenomenal shows. I'm telling you what, we are rolling out the end of the year. We've got some great interviews planned for you, and I'm telling you what, you don't want to miss it. And we're excited to have you guys listening in. Thank you. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.